Last thing I want to ask you about is adjuvant systemic therapy of colon cancer. And specifically, I'm curious about your perspective as a surgeon in terms of what these patients are going through nowadays, where they're often receiving oxaliplatin in addition to 5-FU, as opposed to up until just a few years ago when they generally just got 5-FU alone. What do you see in terms of quality of life of these patients, and how difficult do you find it for them?
The patients, no matter how much you warn them about the side effects of the oxaliplatin, particularly the neurologic side effects, when they're actually developing those, it really can have an effect. And so it is important to ask your patient, what do you do for a living? If you're dealing with somebody who really requires great manual dexterity, and again, I don't think you can really categorize patients. You know, we've had some patients that our oncologists say, well, gee, this is a construction worker. Yeah, well, those people really need to have good balance, good hands. You can't say that they're not a concert pianist, therefore it's okay to give them oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. You really have to let the patient know that this is going to have an effect. I've had a few patients who were computer programmers, so a very sedentary lifestyle, but they said that, you know, they literally could not sit and do their work at their computer based on the side effects from the oxaliplatin.
It has been reported this often gets sort of better with time. Do you find a high percent of people who have persistent long-term problems?
I would say most of the patients will have some element. They will notice that something is different. They can't always put that into quantitative terms, but they will say that the symptoms do improve the longer they're off the oxaliplatin. But the majority of them, I would have to say, will tell you that things never quite get back to normal. The most common term they'll use is they have a vague sense of numbness in their feet or their fingers.
You know, another thing that's kind of interesting about adjuvant chemotherapy is we did a survey that we reported about a year ago of patients who'd gone through adjuvant systemic therapy for colon and rectal cancer. And the thing that was interesting was how common it was that the patient expected to have severe nausea, vomiting, hair loss because of what they'd heard about chemotherapy. And then they find that they didn't have that. And that from a quality life point of view, yes, a lot of times they have problems with the oxaliplatin and the neuropathy. But in terms of the typical side effects that people expect, they didn't see that. Again, is that what you see in your practice?
That's exactly what we see. And if anything, it's caused sort of an unexpected problem. As you know, with drugs that do cause the severe nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, oftentimes the oncologist would counsel the patient, it's very important that you maintain good nutrition. And if anything, we kind of got into a mindset where we turn people loose and say, eat whatever you want and eat as much as you want. We're running into a problem now that a lot of our patients during adjuvant therapy for colorectal cancer end up gaining 10, 15, 20 pounds because we just sort of got into this rote practice of telling them, eat, eat, eat. Well, now we're telling people, eat in moderation because you're right. They really don't have the severe nausea and vomiting. They're able to eat well. They're able to maintain reasonable lifestyles. Most of them work full-time or close to full-time. It doesn't really have an impact on their overall lifestyle.